breeze around the city.
We can dig it higher.
Triple zero hero calls. We're out there doing our thing, living our life every day, just going around doing the norm. But thank God there's people at the triple zero headquarters there, police, fire, ambulance, taking care of things when things go sideways and we need to ring.
Yes, like this particular incident, which comes from an 11-year-old boy, Josh, in Woolloomooloo. And, yeah, you wouldn't think at 11 you have to call triple zero, but he did.
What happened?
He was in his room, he was playing, and he heard an unusual noise. So he went out to check on Mum, because it was just Mum at home.
Yeah.
And he found Mum lying on the floor having a seizure. The poor thing. What a shock for him that would have been.
Oh, horrible.
So he called triple zero and spoke to the call taker, and the call taker helped him run a breathing test, talked him through everything until the paramedic crew arrived. Let's have a listen to this triple zero hero call.
Ambulance emergency. Tell me what's happened. Why have you rung for ambulance?
So when I was playing with my Legos, I heard an unusual sound coming from my mum's bedroom, so I went to check and I saw her on the ground, and she has epilepsy.
Josh, are you with Mum now?
Yes.
Okay, is she awake? If you give her, if you call to her, does she sort of respond?
Mum, are you okay?
Is she answering you?
No. Although her eyes are only just open.
Okay, is she breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing.
Okay, do you think she's had a fit?
Yeah.
Okay. And is she an epileptic? Does she have epilepsy?
Yeah, she's an epileptic.
Okay. Do you know if she has a history of stroke or brain tumour?
She used to have a tumour in her brain.
Okay, alright.
In her head.
I'm going to stay on the line with you, Josh, okay, until the ambulance gets there. You did a good job ringing for her.
Yeah.
Have you seen her have a fit before?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you knew what to do. Looking after Mummy Hayes. What's Mum's name?
Natalie. Mum, I've rung the ambulance for her. So the ambulance is going to come help.
They're going to come and help her. Now, Mummy hasn't hit her head or anything?
She's probably bit her tongue because there's
a bit of blood
on her left side of her face.
Okay, it dribbled out her mouth a bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mum, just sit on the door until the ambulance gets here.
Yeah, just don't get up or walk around, okay? Because she might feel a bit, like, woozy. Well, that sounds like a nice birdie, aren't there?
Yeah. I don't believe my mum has taken her medication yet.
Oh, does she take medication daily for the epilepsy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you know where all that medication is?
Yeah.
Can you grab that for the ambulance people?
Yeah.
Okay. So mummy's good? Is she just sleeping?
Yeah.
She's still breathing?
Yeah.
Yeah, good boy.
I'm just putting the vanilla coke in the fridge
for later.
No. Gonna make sure that we can still drink it.
That's it, and it doesn't go flat and yuck. I don't like that vanilla coke, it's yuck. Is that the ambulance? Can you see them out the front of your place?
Yeah, I see them.
Well, tell me when they're right with you, okay? There you go. Yeah. All right, mate, well done. Well done. I'll leave you with the paramedic.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. Bye.
Oh, they're so calm.
Aren't they?
These operators, they're unbelievable.
I know. And Natalie, the mum, she would have just heard that for the first time, and she joins us on the air now.
Natalie,
with her
wow.
son, Josh. Hi,
how
Natalie.
Good, how
Hi.
Good. You young fella. Very calm. Very seemed to keep
Even thought to put the vanilla coke back in the fridge. so good.
I love that. Josh, you're such a brave boy. And Mum, like when you hear that and you hear how good Josh was, because you're obviously flipping out during that, you wouldn't have heard him on the phone. How proud are you as a mother?
I'm very proud of him.
He's wonderful.
Yes. He listens very well. He does what he's taught to do.
And now who got to drink the vanilla coke? And is that for you or was that for Josh for later?
Oh, that's Josh's drink. He drinks he loves his fizzy drinks.
Oh, I thought he was making sure that Mum was going to have a drink, but he was just looking after himself in the middle. I love that. See, he's always going to be a child. I love it.
Yeah.
And Peter, you're the call taker who did a marvellous job in just trying to keep Josh calm and a bit distracted with the birds and the vanilla coke. This is very, very good.
You do this on the daily, though, Peter, right? This is what you do as an operator.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. But it was with Josh, he was just a pleasure. He was brave, like you said, he was calm. I'd had a few abusive calls throughout the day, and it was nice. He was like as much of a help to me for my shift as probably I was to him.
Oh, wow.
He did a good job.
Well, Peter, Natalie and Josh are on the phone. You guys probably haven't spoken to each other. Obviously, that's not how it works. You do your thing, and then the ambos come, and off it goes.
And you don't hear anything after that.
Hey, so do you want to talk to Nat or Josh?
Yeah, sure. Hi.
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 And hi, Natalie. Everything worked out really well, which is good.
It did. Thank you.
That's okay. You should be super proud of your boy. He did a wonderful job.
Yeah, well done, Josh. You're a little champion.
Yep.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Nat. Thank you, Peter. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you and all the hard work that you do there.
They're always
all the
there.
Call takers.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Thank you, Peter. All right, guys. Coming up shortly, we got another round of O News on the way, and we'll take your calls anytime on 131065.
You ready for this?